From the WLRN studios of the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Dozens of Broward County parents and teachers gathered yesterday to ask for higher compensation for public school teachers. They also voiced their opposition to for-profit charter schools and high-stakes testing. WLRN intern Sophia Kai has this report.
The Broward Teachers Union called the demonstration. It was held outside Broward College prior to the Florida Board of Education meeting in Fort Lauderdale.
What do we want? They say! What do we want? They say!
Demonstrators later packed the board meeting. Broward County Public School Superintendent Robert Runcy urged board members to prioritize teacher pay.
The teacher pipeline has been significantly truncated and impacted.
Carla Hernandez is the president of the United Teachers of Dade.
You have a crowd that spills over on the outside. There's a problem. And the problem is that this is systematic underfunding. This is systematic dismantling of public education that impacts our brown and black communities. Our children need fully funded public schools. We need
Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran did not respond to the public comments at the meeting. I talked to him afterwards.
We hear their concerns and we hear where they'd like to see the prioritizations be, and I think we're heading in that direction.
He said there's a new proposal for next year's budget. It would set aside $10 million to incentivize college graduates to pursue careers in public education. I'm Sophia Kai in Fort Lauderdale.
A company that trained armed guards for Palm Beach County schools used unqualified instructors and passed prospective guards who failed shooting tests. That's according to a report by the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that the Boynton Beach-based company charged $3,000 per person to the school district to train nearly 30 guards for charter schools. The Sheriff's Office review found the training so deficient that it would not certify the guards as qualified. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.